Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name's Bobby. Thanks so much for being on the podcast today. We spend just about 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday, and our hope is that these would provide encouragement, maybe a kickstart to your day. But honestly, whether you're listening to this in the morning, in the evening, or somewhere in between, thanks for joining us. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about the idea of avoiding disaster. Chances are you're familiar with the phrase, hindsight is 20/20. It's the idea of vision, right? When you go to the eye doctor, the goal is to have perfect vision, 20/20. But that phrase, hindsight is 20/20, it's a reminder that on the front end, we don't always see things as clearly as we ought to until it's really too late. Have you ever realized that something you did was a huge mistake and it was too late to do anything about it? I know I have. Things are not always as they seem. And so hindsight is 20/20 is this phrase that reminds us that people are often able to evaluate past decisions more clearly than they are able to in the moment. And this is not shocking news, but it's a great reminder. In fact, Proverbs says it this way in Proverbs 12 and verse 15. It says, "Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others." And so it's this idea that fools, when they start out, they think they know what's right. And then again in Proverbs 16, verse 25, the writer says this, "There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death." Again, starting out, it seems right, but it ends in disaster. What I found is that nobody sets out to make a disastrous decision. In fact, in the moment, it seems like it's the right thing to do. In the moment, it seems like it's the obvious thing to do. But then it ends up blowing up in their faith. So the question today is it possible to get clarity before it's too late? In other words, is there a way to avoid the mistake and avoid all the negative fallout that comes from it? Is there a way to get in front of it? Well, today, I really believe that there's at least 5 powerful strategies that we can employ in our life to avoid disaster. Here's the first one. Number one is to simply trust God. This is hands down the starting point. That no matter how bright you are, you've got to know that God knows more than you do. I've got to know that in my own life. It's this reminder that the one who knows you best, God Himself, knows what is best for you. And so our job is to learn to trust Him, to rest in Him, to avoid trying to manufacture our own way. The second strategy is to listen to godly counsel. There's wisdom in hearing from godly friends, godly family members, mentors, other people in our lives, even employers. Give them a little context and ask them, am I missing anything here? Do you see any red flags, any pause in your spirit? Number three, third strategy, is to plan carefully. This is to say that we need to create a game plan with whatever we're jumping into. Start with the end in mind and then work backwards from there. This helps you gain clarity on where you are going, and it helps you determine what's the next step to get there. Number four, keep your words and your emotions in check. Misguided words or out-of-control emotions can derail even the best plans. And so when they go unchecked, we end up sabotaging our own lives. So look out for those areas in your life that you're overreacting to. Look out for those areas that you're avoiding. These are typically symptoms of something deeper going on. The last strategy, number five, is to know your heart. In other words, pay attention to what's going on the inside of you. Are you in a good place? See, the best plans come from walking with God consistently. That as we walk with God consistently, He shapes our heart, and as He shapes our heart, we are more sure of our next steps. In fact, your path becomes clear, and your path becomes more obvious. And so I want to encourage you today, I don't know what decision you're making, but I do know that every decision begins to connect like dots on a line, and it begins to lead you in a direction. One of the things I want to challenge you with today is to replace the phrase where we typically say, well, I'm going to do whatever I think is best. Replace it with a question. And here's the question. God, what is the wise thing for me to do? You can avoid disaster, but you can't do it when you assume you know what's best. The fool does that, but the wise person, they listen. They stop and they listen. So let's stop and listen today and say, God, Would you help me to know what the wisest thing is for me to do? And then give me the energy and the courage to take that next step. Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. If you're in the Sugar Hill area, I want to invite you this Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church to pick up an adult ministry small group guide. It's a guide that has over 50 small groups that meet throughout the week, different demographics, different topics, different lengths of time. We've got something for people that can meet early in the morning, late at night, and even online in a virtual Bible study. And so I want to encourage you to jump into a group this semester, because I'm telling you, it will put fuel to your faith and you'll grow like never before. Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.